Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Don't tell anyone I said so, but our 44th president has many gifts and a beautiful family that would make any man proud. You can oppose... In our country, you can oppose someone in politics and make a confident case against their policies without any ill will. And that's how it is for me. There's more to life than politics.
And I particularly want to thank Governor Romney for joining me because I admire him very much as a family man and a loving father. And those are two titles that will always matter more than any political ones.
So, okay, that's some good stuff for a change. Mitt Romney and President Obama spending a cordial evening together, sort of poking fun at each other and themselves. Big charity dinner. I think it's the Al Smith. That's it, right? The Al Smith dinner. Thank you, Michael. Thursday night, after the primary essence of sort of going after each other, they looked like they didn't like each other at all. On Tuesday night, the presidential race is where we get started. This is the hour in which we go through all of the top 10 items for the week. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through all of the hot hits this week. The folks at Talkers.com have put together, along with us, in a study of the great talk radio programs and stations and hosts around the country, what we believe to be the 10 most talked about items of the week. We'll take a stab at it, starting at number one and going through the list in this hour. We'll first, though, count them down from number 10. What's going on in sports talk radio, the latest from the NFL, that sort of thing. Sports talk has really taken off and is really occupying a lot of people's time and a lot of radio stations around the country. Felix, Mr. Baumgartner, number 9. The weekly unemployment claims jump is number 8. Number 7, federal welfare expenditures topping $1 trillion. Eurozone financial problems, number 6. A Newsweek ending their print edition, number 5. The Lance Armstrong saga is number 4. New York City in a bomb plot there, number 3. The Benghazi attack investigation is number 2. And the presidential race is number 1. Here is Chris Wallace, along with Martha McCallum, talking about Mitt Romney's surge in the latest Gallup poll.
What's your reaction, first of all, to these Gallup numbers that we're seeing this morning?
Well, it got our attention, and the reason it's so interesting is, first of all, the number, I mean, the margin is quite remarkable. Also, Gallup did a swing state poll, and they found that the gender gap, the fact that women were supporting Obama by a wide margin over Romney, is virtually gone. Now, the Obama campaign is very unhappy, says the poll is wrong, but where Obama had a lead in double digits, now I think it was 1 point in the swing states. If that stays up, one, if it's right, and two, if it continues, Obama's going to lose. Now, you know, there are two change things there. It may be wrong, and it may change, but he can't win with a one-point margin among women.
Well, they've got a few weeks left to sort of sort it all out for both sides, and one of the most significant and talked-about moments in the second presidential debate, of course, was the question on Libya that really went unanswered by President Obama, so he has another chance to get a crack at this, and no doubt Bob Schieffer will bring it up, and some say Mitt Romney didn't do that well on answering that question. So what are you looking for on Monday night?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, the question has been unanswered. This was from this fellow, Kerry Ladka, and he said, why is it, with all of these warnings ahead of time, that you didn't better protect the embassy? Forget what happened in the semantics afterwards. Why didn't you provide more security for the ambassador and the consulate in Benghazi beforehand? And the president really evaded the question. I think it was a foolish thing for him to do, because he can't have a good answer on that. And I was fully expected Romney to then say, well, if you're waiting for an answer, Kerry, so am I. He didn't. He then got into the semantic question of did he call it an act of terror or not. But you've got to assume that this question of what did they know beforehand. Remember, there had been over a dozen attacks against Western interests in Benghazi. As we know from that hearing last week, security officials on the ground were saying we need more security. for U.S. interests in Libya, and they were turned down by the State Department. It's impossible to believe. I'm not saying that the president decides how much security they're going to have at the consulate in Benghazi. It's impossible to believe that the president was unaware of these security threats, however, in Libya.
800-510-8255. So Mrs. Clinton falling on the sword or under the bus may not have done the president any good. This 51-45% lead for Romney will be tough for even if Romney shows up on Monday, this is a hard situation for the Obama people to wrap themselves around. So what do you think? Some of you may be very upset about this, and some of you may be euphoric. 800, there's more solid support for Romney at this point, obviously, than there was at any time during the primaries. And a lot of people are looking at these things, like the situation in Libya, as a bellwether of what Obama is capable of or not. 800-510-8255. Now, when it comes to women's issues, that's really a very interesting reality, because a lot of women don't like the fact that candidate, Mr. Romney, changed his point of view since he was governor of Massachusetts. Is it expediency? Here, the ladies on The View discuss how these women's issues are affecting the race.
Headlines are saying that the candidate's stance on women's issues like equal pay and abortion rights could be key to winning an election before Tuesday night's debate. Now, Governor Romney was leading with women voters, I think, before the first debate. Do you think that the last debate changed any minds?
I don't necessarily think so. I think what will stand to change women's minds will be statistics, because I think women are brilliant and smart, and they are small business owners, they're entrepreneurs, and right now we've got like numbers that are mind-blowing.
But the first debate changed people.
5.5 million women are currently unemployed.
But
is this your
what?
President? Let me say, the number of women living in poverty on Obama's watch, of women living in poverty under Obama's watch is at a record high.
But
this is not a woman's president.
Yeah, but that's not only a woman's issue. That's an issue.
Yeah.
A woman's issue. You got to, equal pay, and please don't tell me what to do with my body.
Okay, but
man, that's more of a woman. That's an issue for everybody.
Small business owners that are women.
Well, I don't know small businesses. They still got to get a mammogram whether they own a small business or not.
You can get a mammogram. And look at the Mayo Clinic, okay? Look at outside industries that are run by private funding.
Yeah, but where's the Mayo? A Mayo Clinic is not in a lot of places that a lot of girls can go to.
There are women, though, who do have to go to Planned Parenthood, to have the mammograms and so forth. But one of the most important things is that four of the justices, the Supreme Court justices, are over the age of 70. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 79. So probably... Okay, so probably whoever is the president the next 4 years will be appointing at least one Supreme Court justice. Mm-hmm. And the issue, and it comes up almost every election, but more so now because of the Supreme Court justices, is the view of abortion rights.
800-510-8255. Is that discussed too much or not enough? What's your view on what the ladies from The View had to say? We continue the focus on the presidential race, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400, or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Paul Winslow, 2nd Class Petty Officer, United States Navy.
We was there over Christmas one time, and still had our Christmas party on the ship. We all collected. We had 500 in our crew, and we all collected money. Instead of giving gifts, we gave it to a party for young little kids, orphans. And we had a Christmas party for them aboard the ship. And they had turkey dinner and a whole full. They had a full meal. And that was pretty nice because they... It wasn't all bad. It was all pretty good, I think.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show of the top 10 items of the week. Having discussed a lot of other things, most people are really still wrapped around the presidential race. Here are radio hosts Sandy Beach and Tony Caligiurio talking about the way some news outlets report on the presidential debates.
Has momentum toward Romney changed? Has it slowed down? Has it stopped and is reversing? Or is it still going forward? I think it's still going forward. I think either side could claim they won and have some credibility in their claim, but I do think there was nothing there that would stop the Romney momentum. But I just found it outrageous, the headline in the Buffalo News. It's above the fold, which means that you see it in paper machines and you see it in newsstands or whatever, if you're just going by casually eyeing the headline. And we all look at the headlines, right? First of all, here's the headline on the front page of the USA Today. And this is what I would call a fair headline. Round two, a feistier Obama-Romney tangle in lively free-for-all. Okay, I think that's exactly right. No problem with that at all. But the headline on the Buffalo News is, Obama slams Romney on economy. So that if you're one of these half-brain-dead zombies that doesn't follow anything and you get your news basically from a headline on a paper as you're walking by it, isn't the assumption you know the economy sucks, you know the economy's in the tank, and if Obama's slamming Romney on the economy, oh, well, Romney must be responsible for the economy. Who in reality is responsible is the president. Romney does not even hold public office, has nothing to do with the economy, but that's the headline. Obama slams Romney on economy. I think it's very misleading, very unfortunate, and very biased. Now, you think I'm overthinking this, Tony, and you can disagree with me, as you always do when you feel that way, because I just felt it was, what a set-up headline that is.
Yeah, big time.
It really is, because it just makes it sound like... you know, oh, yeah, Romney is the fact that I don't have a job. Romney's the fact that everything's in the toilet right now, when indeed it's not true.
You know, the beautiful thing about headlines like that and what we saw with Candy Crowley is people really waking up to the fact that the liberal media is in bed with the Democratic Party.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 23 past the hour, we spend another minute or so on the presidential race. Let's invite Jim from Tucson to think about what the world will be like in 4 years from now. 4 more years or not, Jim?
I think no way. If he gets on there, if he stays in for another 4 years, our country will become a third world country, and it's beyond the telling of how bad Obama is, and anybody would have been better. But the fact that Romney is the only one that seems to step up to the plate is the only one that really matters at this point, in my opinion.
All right, sir. Thank you for your opinion. 800-510-8255. Some food for thought about debate moderator Candy Crowley. Some people are suggesting she may have tipped the election to Mitt Romney. There was a person who wrote a piece, an op-ed piece, suggesting that what she did as the moderator was what the Tet Offensive was to Vietnam. She got it wrong. She interfered. She took a side. And so she, this fellow theorizes, may finally have done something that nobody else could have done. The result makes Mitt Romney the next president. In her zeal to intrude on the debate, save Obama from himself, she may have provided the moment that finally sparks a revolt against this 4 years of Obama, and that's the focus people have and the anger they have toward the liberal bias in much of the news media. So what do you think about that? 800-510-8255. Let's talk about Libya, the attack investigation, because that's number two this week on the countdown. Here is host Charlie Sykes talking to Senator John McCain about why McCain thinks it took the president so long to admit that this was a terrorist attack.
Why do you think the president took so long to admit that this was a terrorist attack? I mean, generally, if you have an al-Qaeda attack on the anniversary of 9/11, the president of the United States, you know, if he would have come out and said, yes, you know, we have suffered this terrorist attack, we are going to fight back, that would have been a political winner for him, wouldn't it? So what, in your mind, why do you think this president was so reluctant to acknowledge it and spent such a long time trying to spin some alternative narrative?
Because, one, they thought they could stall out to the election. Two, it interferes, the facts on the ground interferes with their storyline that they have defeated al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden has been killed, they've defeated, you know, great successes in foreign policy, when in fact, yes, Osama bin Laden is dead, thank God, but I can tell you that al-Qaeda is alive and well, and that attack was an al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorist attack, and by the way, it was a pretty sophisticated one, too, using mortars and direct and indirect fire, and
And by the way, there's also a question of whether we had alerted any of our military forces and assets in the region during this eight-hour fight. But Charlie, they had a video. They had a video of the thing. It's, I mean, it's really an outrage. We want to know. And finally, can I mention one other aspect of this very quickly? In April and in June, there were attacks on the U.S. Embassy. One was an IED that blew a hole in the wall. The British ambassador was attacked. The British consulate was closed there. The International Red Cross left. We didn't. I don't expect the president to know whether there's a security guard up or down or detail, but wasn't he told that the situation was deteriorating in Benghazi? And what? And the question is what did he know, when did he know it, and what did he do about it?
And the answer to that is not much. And it was interesting. He was on The Daily Show, the president, with Jon Stewart, talking about the story that keeps changing. And that's what it is. It's political cover. You listen to some of the people, like Senator Dianne Feinstein, has been asked a number of times in interviews what happened in Libya, and they just don't seem to be able to come up with something that makes a whole lot of sense, because it's indefensible, and it's going to affect the outcome of the election, I think. What do you think? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural extreme savings throughout the store. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39. Get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And half off all Vic Firth drumsticks. Make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober. Now through October 28th.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Person to person, station to station, listener to listener, items of interest this week in the world of news talk radio, political talk radio. That's what we do. The countdown through the week takes a couple of these items and tries to really drill down into them with comments from talk hosts and then your calls. And then on the weekend, we put together all of the top 10 and give you as much as we can for you sort of think about. And that's where we are with our countdown list. Number one is the presidential race. Number two is the investigation of what happened in Libya. Number three this week, this New York City bomb plot. Here host John Gambling talks to Congressman Peter King about the thwarted terror attack on the Fed Reserve.
Here we go again.
Yeah, I don't know how many times we have to go through the story without people realizing that we face a real and permanent threat from Islamic terrorism. And it's, again, New York is the number one target. This is the 15th plot against New York since September 2001. I mean, this is we are the number one target, and
they don't go to Des Moines.
No, they don't. And also, we have this person from Bangladesh. He was, we talk about, well, people can be educated if they can be brought out of poverty, they won't engage in terrorism. He's a person, he ran a student visa. He was here to study in the United States, ostensibly. And yet he's actually here to carry out a brutal terrorist bombing.
Any indication that it backtracks to someplace? That he's not just a lone Bangladeshi?
That is still being investigated. He, during the course of the investigation, he would make remarks about having friends in Al-Qaeda in Yemen and Bangladesh, implying that he was connected, whether he really was or not. How much is real, how much is not, is being investigated. I think there's more here. There could be more from this case, and the FBI and the NYPD are taking it seriously. Both people he was claimed he was dealing with overseas, and also certain contacts he made here in the United States, to see what the full nature of those contacts were. Were they innocent? Were they did they incriminate anyone else? Or did they raise any questions about other people? All of that still has to be investigated. But he did have, he claimed to have contacts overseas. He was dealing with other people here in the United States.
800-510-8255. All right, more scare, more fear, or think that's accurate. You're welcome to chime in here on some of these issues, although we do move fast through the list. Number four on our list this week, the saga of Lance Armstrong. Here's host Mike Rice talking to one of the L.A. Times investigators about Lance Armstrong stepping down from his charity this week.
obviously this is sort of long past the point now of did Lance do it, because the evidence is just overwhelming in that regard. But in tackling Lance's legacy, give us some of your thoughts on whether it seems to us anyway to be more than just a black and white issue of, well, he did it, so does that discount all of his charity work? How do you come down on this?
Right. You know, and I think that individually, personally, how do I feel about it? I think that, you know, some of it goes to what the feds were probably thinking as they weighed whether to pursue criminal charges against Lance Armstrong. I mean, they had the ability to look at all of this evidence that USADA gathered and put in its report, and yet they did not file criminal charges. And in talking to some of the federal investigators, not necessarily in Southern California but in other locales, what they say is that they take into account things as such as his Live Strong endeavor that he took on. Hmm. You know, it is a noble cause. It's an admirable thing that he was doing. And I think that when you talk about the future of Live Strong, you know, you look at the idea of if you're choosing to support a cancer-fighting cause, I think Live Strong is probably one of the first things beyond the American Cancer Society that you would think of to make a donation to. So from that standpoint, that is still a, you know, heroic, noble cause that he has taken on. Everything else that has been alleged in this USADA report obviously puts a very, very dark cloud over him as an athlete.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. In fact, here's an email from Maggie, who writes, regarding upcoming foreign policy debate, I don't think there ought to be a public debate about this because it's dangerous. Republicans are so prone to flag-waving, stirring things up, seeking right-wing votes, and the back and forth. It could end up committing U.S. to policies that ought to be discussed behind closed doors. And then she goes on to talk about some of the callers that we have here, the Libya thing, and advisors that Obama has, et cetera, et cetera. I think that there are a lot of reasons to believe that the problem that Obama has is because he doesn't get good advice, nor apparently, according to some people that I know who are fairly close to him, he doesn't listen to anybody's advice either. George Bush had that problem. Bad advisors, and he listened to them about the wrong things. So it's a very important thing to have good, strong people around you, and not too many of them, I think. 800-510-8255. Number five this week in the countdown is the discussion of Newsweek magazine ending their print edition. Here is host Keith Larson with his producer talking about the announcement that they will not publish any more a print edition of Newsweek.
Mere information, mere news, mere columns, stuff like that, like what Newsweek is, nobody's paying for that. That's free model stuff out there on the internet. The understanding of the internet today and how it has evolved, the model is that stuff is free to the user. Then people try to monetize their website through advertising. In other words, what Newsweek and people like the Charlotte Observer are going to find out is they're going to find out what it's like to be commercial radio. They're going to find out what it's like to be commercial broadcast television. Put a product out there. Make it interesting, compelling, entertaining enough that numbers of people want to gather around as an audience, and then you sell a few moments with that audience to advertisers, and that's how you make your money. Not this subscription business, not this pay for the content and the product business, that Newsweek and print and the newspapers have grown used to. They're going to have to figure out what it's like to be us in the internet world.
You're right, but for this moment, you're also wrong. Because...
But I'm not.
Well, you are... Okay, in theory, you are correct. And in the long term, you will be correct. I don't doubt that. But what I have noticed in the past few months... How many newspapers do I troll every morning? A dozen or so?
I have no idea.
Okay. More and more are getting to the point where... you had your free service for the month. You've seen your X number of articles. Therefore, you have to pay from here on out for the rest of the month.
That's right.
And I've been seeing more and more of that. And as newspaper groups, because, you know...
Yeah, you're right about that. They're all trying it.
They're all trying it.
McClatchy's going to try it. I
don't see how it's going to work.
It's not going to work.
Because there are ways to get around it
now. There are tons of ways to get around it. There are all sorts of other alternative providers. It's not going to work. So
I'm seeing more and more people attempting it.
Well, yeah, but... that.
I'm just saying, you're right in the long term. They're not going to be able to make this work. They're going to have to figure out a way to make money, or else they're just going to go dark.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that they're attempting to roadblock people from a certain number of stories a month, guess what? People are just going to not care. Or they're going to find that same information somewhere else.
All right, so what do you think? The lady who is the editor, Tina Brown of Newsweek, announcing that after 80 years, the magazine will go all digital starting next year. 800-510-8255. Number six this week on the countdown is the continuing talk about the Eurozone, the financial problems in Europe, and how they may be headed to the United States. Is that an important consideration? I guess maybe we ought to listen to host David Bowes talk about that.
Does the United States have anything to fear from the European Union?
No, I mean, I don't think it's going to be invading you or anything. I think there is cause for concern is in the sense that it's holding up a grisly picture of what your future could be if you carry on pursuing the policies that you're currently pursuing. More debt, more centralization of power, more state spending, bailouts, engorgement of the public sector. These policies are, if you like, Europeanizing America. They're making it less democratic and less prosperous and less free, and you are starting off down the road which the EU has been on for decades, and I can tell you from the end of that road, it's taking you to a place you're not going to like.
It seems to me that the end is nearer for the European Union, at least that's what it looks like. Do you foresee that? How do you see it unraveling?
There's a deal of ruin in a nation, said Adam Smith, and there's a deal of ruin in a union. There's a lot of people for whom this is now a question of livelihood. There's a big bureaucracy who will fight to keep the thing in place at almost any cost, which is why, for example, Greece isn't being allowed to leave the euro and Spain and so on, even though ruinous unemployment and deflation and poverty are being inflicted on these countries as the price for staying in. They just can't bring themselves to accept that the project doesn't always go in one direction. So, no, I think they, obviously it should go. It's exhausted any purpose it once had. It's making its constituent nations poorer and it's making them more antagonistic to each other. But that's not to say that it's going to go tomorrow. If an economic system failed simply because it was illogical, we'd have never had the Soviet system.
800-510-8255. All right, so we've worked our way through to number seven, which is up next here on the countdown.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you?
doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Tom.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
800-510-8255. As I say, we sprinkle in some of your calls here and there about some of the issues on the top 10. And Jerry in Bozeman, Montana, wants to talk about Lance Armstrong. So go ahead, sir. You got a few seconds.
Hey, real quick. I've been into bodybuilding and weight training for a long time. I'm a powerlifting champion and personal trainer. No Levi left fiber, and I've had a lot of professional bicyclists. And what I'd like to say is Lance Armstrong, guilty, no question about it. He passed all of his drug tests, mainly because he employed and spent millions of dollars employing chemists and doctors who were able to stay a step ahead of the drug testing program and coming up with new and inventive ways to mask their doping. The big thing is that I think everybody needs to realize, almost to a man, every one of those bicyclists doped.
Yeah, I think there it seems to be common. It's interesting. They don't look like bodybuilders. It obviously affects their body or what they're doing, maybe their legs or however whatever the focus is differently than it might someone like you. So thanks for that interesting expertise. Number 7 on the countdown this week has to do with the welfare dollars that we're spending in our country. Here's host Leland Conway talking about this report finding that the feds are spending $1 trillion a year on welfare here.
This is shocking to me. Not really, but it should be shocking to every American. A report by the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service shows that we've got a staggering reality on our hands with regards to the growing welfare state. Heritage Heritage Foundation has got a report out on this. We're looking at about $1.03 trillion, or essentially take the deficit spending this year, subtract $300 billion, and that's what we spent on welfare. Means tested welfare, not including, follow me on this, not including Social Security, Medicare, or unemployment payments. Means tested welfare. About 100 million people receive aid from the government from at least one of over 83 means-tested welfare programs. The thing about this story that struck me the most, right between the eyes, was a statement by the Heritage Foundation. It was the way they put it. That just, it was like focusing the lens on your binoculars or your camera. The Heritage Foundation's put this in such great framework. If you converted this to cash, as in what is given, what is, you know, what we spend on this, if you converted it to cash, means-tested welfare spending is more than 5 times the amount needed to eradicate poverty in the United States. That is amazing. Who's to blame for this? At the beginning of this year, there were only 4 of these 80-plus federal welfare programs that had work requirements. 4 out of 80. Less than 1%. 4 out of 80 had work requirements to get the money. The Obama administration has now suspended work requirements in 2 of these. One of them was back in 2009 when he suspended the work requirement for food stamps. The other one was early suspended the work requirement for other welfare. More than 80 means-tested programs, $746 billion of it federal, $201 billion of it state. You combine it all, it's $956 according to the Heritage Foundation. According to the Research Council, it was more like $1.03 trillion. That is unbelievable.
All right, so there that is. See how that fits in your overall view of things. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Sort of your daily and weekly horoscope. I don't spell horoscope the way most people do. It's H-O-R-R. Horror. Anyway, let's get back to the countdown and thoughts that you may have. We have time for a couple of more of these items before we run out of time here. Tony, down in Florida with thoughts on Libya. Go ahead, Tony. You have the countdown ear.
Hey, our president's pants are on fire because when he went around talking about videos because of a video, no, we had drones in that area, and the drones sent information to the White House, so he had a live 6-hour feed of what was happening. Apparently, he thought that monitor was a TV in a movie. No, it was a monitor of what was happening, so he cannot say he did not know what was happening, and he's learning about it. So our president's pants is on fire.
All right, got that. He didn't acquit himself well with John Stewart's audience and saying that the death of four people was not optimal. It didn't set well with a lot of people who were watching Mr. Obama on the John Stewart program, which basically appeals to younger voters, and that's who Obama needs in order to win. 800-510-8255. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the discussion of unemployment claims. More bad news for the Obama administration with these numbers, the unemployment numbers not looking good. Here's host Bill Lumet talking to a financial analyst named Ken Nelson about it.
Let's start with something that many were puzzled by. Jack Welch didn't believe him. Even the economists I talked to said very unusual. They weren't willing to go any further than that, but it was unusual. This jobs report that had the unemployment rate go from 8.1 to 7.8%. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. We had 114,000 jobs added in the period. We've got 350,000 new people, you know, entering the workforce a month. How do we have such a dramatic drop in the unemployment rate?
Oh, wait now. So 114,000 jobs created. You have 350,000 entering. How in the world can that unemployment go down?
Yeah, and then I remembered, you know, we had something very similar happen in Bush's reelection when he was running for election against
Clinton.
What they did, we had a Democrat Congress then, and they extended unemployment benefits before the election. So what happened was more people qualified for unemployment benefits, stayed on unemployment, and the unemployment rate stayed high. So I went and took a look. When I saw that number, I was like...
So they artificially kept it high, is what you're saying?
During the election.
During the Bush administration.
So I took a look to see, did the same thing happen? And the answer is yes, the same thing happened. Now, you've got to blame, in part, the Republican House for this. This passed the House and the Senate, and the President signed it in February of this year, in February 2012.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is they've changed the definition for who's unemployed.
All right.
It was 99 weeks. You collect 99 weeks of unemployment benefits through May.
Right.
Through August, you could collect unemployment benefits for 79 weeks. In September, you could collect unemployment benefits for 73 weeks, but they've added all these tiers. It's only if you're in a high employment state can you get unemployment benefits for 73 weeks. You have to be in a state with over 9% unemployment, like California or North Carolina. If you're in a state with less between 7 and 9%, it's 63 weeks. Between 6 and 7% is 54 weeks. And under 6% is 40 weeks. So they've really tightened up who can collect unemployment benefits. So what's happening is a bunch of people are dropping off the unemployment rolls, which started very heavily in September. So two things will happen. One is some people will get part-time unemployment. The other thing is some people will drop out of the labor force, and they won't be counted. So I took a look at some of these numbers here. If you look, you go back to June, the number of people working has declined. We have less people working now than we did back in June. But the unemployment rate has gone down with more people unemployed.
This is so confusing. That makes no sense to the structural host.
What they've done, of course, is if you look at what is the labor force, what they're telling us is the labor force has dramatically declined from June through now. A lot of people have given up looking for work.
All right.
So they don't count anymore.
So that's a sign of a very unhealthy economy. Weekly unemployment benefit applications jumped 46,000 to 388,000 this past week due to some technical manipulating of the numbers. The Labor Department said the four-week moving average of claims for jobless benefits, which is a more reliable gauge of claims, rose up 750. So it's confusing. All these numbers are pretty confusing. Speaking of the numbers, let's review now the stories. The number nine item is the story of Felix Baumgartner, kind of a cool thing. We've all seen. There's not much sense in words here because the video is what tells the whole story. That's very cool. You can see that if you haven't at DougStephan.com. And the Sports Talk Radio at number 10. In terms of people who are focused on this week, at number 10, Ann Romney and Mrs. Obama tied. Let's see here. Bill Clinton at number 9. Paul Ryan at number 8. Joe Biden at number 7. Mr. I'm a Dinner Jacket at number 6. Hillary Clinton at 5. Candy Crowley at number 4. Very interesting. This business about Lance Armstrong makes him number 3. Mitt Romney's 2. Barack Obama's number 1. That's it for this week's review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. I'm Doug Stephan here on The Countdown.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.